Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 9. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly." Jesus said to him, "Shall I come and heal him?" The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and that one, 'Come,' and he comes. I say to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." What does faith look like? We certainly can't read other people's hearts. Only God can do that. Still, the Bible tells us that faith shows itself in the way people speak and act. The Roman soldier in our Bible reading for today is a good example. As an army officer, he understood the power of command. He himself could order men, and they would obey. Believing that Jesus was the Son of God, the centurion understood that Jesus could certainly order a thing and it would occur. When God commands a thing, it happens, whether it is the fall of snow or rain or the fall of nations. The centurion knew this and simply asked for God's grace and mercy to fall on his sick servant. His faith had the look of a man utterly and completely confident in God to answer any prayer. That's what faith looks like. Faith that is empowered by God's word trusts in the abilities of God to accomplish all things, even the most difficult and the impossible. God's gift of faith instills confidence in the Lord's promises. It comforts us with the peace of God's favor. By faith, we are enlightened to see the grand purpose of our existence, to live in the glory of God. In faith, we walk in confidence on the way that God is taking us toward heaven. How precious is faith in Jesus. Lord, give me a faith that trusts your power and helps me to live confidently according to your loving kindness. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.